Good morning. Would you turn with me, please, to the book of 1 Thessalonians? 1 Thessalonians chapter 2. We looked in chapter 1 as Paul described this great love that he had for the Thessalonians. And came and shared the gospel, and that he proclaimed the gospel to them. They believed the gospel, and then they in turn shared the gospel back out also. That was what it meant to be a church. You're established by someone sharing the gospel with you. You believe it, but it doesn't stop there. It then goes forth. And that the gospel changes, it transforms us as individuals, but us as a community also, as the body of Christ, as a church. That it's active to be a Christian, to be part of the body of Christ. Now, as we get into chapter 2 and 3 here, we're going to see the heart of Paul. We're going to see many things, but one of them, we're going to see Paul's heart for the Thessalonians, for the people he ministers to, for the people he's... Oh my goodness, come on! Sorry! Oh, there are just two adorable babies up there. Oh, that is just adorable. Happy Mother's Day, Jasmine. Jasmine's not the baby I'm talking about. Though in my mind, she still is. But, oh, hi, Grandma and Grandpa. Oh, boy. Okay. I love this church. Okay. So we're going to see Paul's heart for these people. And there was a challenge, there's a problem, which is not explicitly mentioned in the text. So we, you know, there's a little bit of supposition here, or maybe a lot of supposition here. But remember, Paul and Timothy and Silas, they were only there for about 3 weeks, it seems. 3 Sabbaths, right? And then like they had to leave in the middle of the night because there were riots being whipped up, and they were going to be arrested, and they were going to, so I mean it was quick. They come, they share, as we'll see again here, Paul will lay out, they share not just words, but Paul shares his life. He earnestly, in just 3 weeks, loves these people, and then he's gone. And it seems like an opportunity for some people to stir up trouble among these new believers that are primarily Jewish believers here, for some people to come and stir up trouble and say, you're really going to trust that Paul guy? He just abandoned you. He just left you. You really think he was loving you and being selfish? Then why, when things got tough, did he just cut and run? Did he take off? So they're kind of sowing seeds of mistrust. And so Paul, he's sharing how earnest he was in everything he did, and the way that he lived among them, the way he spoke to them, his motives, he's sharing all of that. And, so that's one thing, we'll learn about Paul. Like, okay, great, it's interesting. But in doing so, we'll also see, I pray, I hope, what it means to minister to one another and to non-believers that we have relationships with and we encounter. We're going to see how Paul behaved when he was coming to these non-Christians and then sharing the gospel and sharing his life and working for them and loving them and helping them. We're going to get to see what it means to be a Christian, ministering among people, right? So Paul in chapter 1 said, we shared the gospel with you. You believed the gospel, and then you went out and not just shared it yourselves, but lived it. Now, let's take a little look at what that looks like to live the gospel. See how that's working here? So, let's look at 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 1 through 8. 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 1 through 8. For you yourselves know, brothers, that our coming to you was not in vain. But though we had already suffered and been shamefully treated at Philippi, as you know, we had boldness in our God to declare to you the gospel of God in the midst of much conflict. For our appeal does not spring from error or impurity or any attempt to deceive. But just as we have been approved by God to be entrusted with the gospel, so we speak. Not to please man, but to please God, who tests our hearts. For we never came with words of flattery, as you know, nor with a pretext for greed. God is witness. Nor did we seek glory from people, whether from you or from others. We thought as though we could have made demands as apostles of Christ, but we were gentle among you, like a nursing mother taking care of her own children. And so, being affectionately desirous of you, we were ready to share with you not only the gospel of God, but also our very selves, because you had become very dear to us. This is God's word. Now, we're going to use the word a lot, I suspect, this morning, ministering, okay? But I don't mean, when I say ministering, like a profession or some professional something. Ministering is caring for people, loving people in Jesus' name, seeing needs that people have, and because our eyes and our ears and our hearts are being conformed to Jesus, we see and hear and feel for those people we encounter. And so we minister to them. And we see that's what Paul's doing here, to non-Christians. Not just Christians, at first they're non-Christians. And part of that ministering to them is to share the gospel, to tell them about Jesus. And so here we see Paul describing ministering in love. The first thing he describes in verses 1 and 2 is ministering as a sacrifice. Ministering as sacrifice. Says to them, he's reminding them, you know that our coming to you was not in vain. You know that we'd already suffered. We've been shamefully treated in Philippi. Remember, he was in Philippi before this, and he had to leave because they got arrested and chased out there. And now he comes to Thessalonica, and he has to leave in the middle of the night. And so there's a cost for Paul. You know, Paul describes how he, was beaten and, stones thrown at him and shipwrecked and imprisoned and he suffered. But he gave himself to Jesus and to other people. This is what it meant for him to love Jesus, that it wasn't just at all, it wasn't what does it get him? He's putting himself second. Now, we need wisdom in this. I'm not suggesting to you that we should never have boundaries, okay? There are situations where where if we just try to give more and more and more to an individual, that it doesn't help, it can make things worse. So I'm not talking about those types of dysfunctional situations and systems and people and things. But I just want to call out that for Paul, to minister, to love other people, meant to focus on someone besides himself, that it's going to cost him. That when he went and shared the gospel, it meant that he was going to go through difficult times. The end of verse 2 here says, "We had boldness in our God to declare to you the gospel of God in the midst of much conflict." So it was hard. And being ministers of Jesus Christ and ministering to other people in love, it involves sacrifice. Secondly, Paul describes ministering as a steward or stewardship. So steward maybe is a, not like a most familiar word to us, maybe. Inside the church, stewardship we do talk about, rightly so. And it's to care for something. Right, it's to protect, to guard, and so we see when God set Adam and Eve up in the Garden of Eden, that He called them to be stewards of it. Many other things also, but part of it was they were to steward; they were to protect the garden, and specifically, as we know, they were to protect Him from. Protect the garden from Satan. That was part of their stewardship role. We are called as images, image bearers of God, to steward the resources around us, right? To steward the environment. As Christians, we should be incredible environmentalists. Not politically, I'm not talking about all that, but that we should care about the environment, right? What a beautiful time of year this is now, right? Everything just went boom and just exploded, right? And I know everyone's like, yeah, now we got to go mow our lawns. I know, because it rained all week and now the lawns are 12 feet tall. And yeah, understood. Yes, yes. But there's all this beauty out there, and we should just love Jesus for creating all of this beauty. We should be able to look at it and say, wow, God is amazing. That He creates these things so beautifully. So Paul here is describing that he is a steward of the gospel. In verses 3 through 6 here. It says, our appeal to you to come and believe, it doesn't spring from false belief, false teaching, from impure attempts or any attempt to deceive you. You know, we're not doing this for gain for ourselves. We're not giving you words of flattery. We're not being greedy here when we're sharing the gospel. No. We are stewards of the gospel. We are caring for the gospel, and in doing so, caring for you. None of us can judge another person's heart, right? Their motives. It's hard enough even to know our own motives. Our own motives get so mixed, get so turned around. You know, they're never perfectly pure, our own motives. And so it's all very, very, very complicated. But I do think that we see in Christianity, a lot of leaders and people who have not been pure in their ministries and their work, whether it's with sexual sin or financial sin or controlling power sin. I am not trying to hold myself up. Sorry, that came out wrong. Like I'm saying other people are bad, and I'm not. I don't mean to do that. But I do think that there is something really broken in, American Christianity, where there does seem to be a lot of focus on us as we use the name Jesus, as opposed to on Jesus. And so I just invite us all to humbly encourage each other and hold each other accountable. That's why I say humbly. It's not some whipping match here, but that we stay focused on the gospel, that we are entrusted with the gospel, that if we do not share the gospel, it will, there's nothing there. I mean, as we've quoted 1,000 times before, and they say Christianity is always one generation away from extinction, right? That as we talk and encourage one another and we plan and we think about what we do in our lives and in our church, and that we keep the gospel central, that we are the ones who know the gospel and that we are to live the gospel. Third and final, see, Paul describes ministering as a mother. God is so good. You all know this wasn't planned. This is what I love, for one of the things I love about preaching through books. The Holy Spirit said, here's how it's going to work. This passage is going to be on Mother's Day. Awesome. Now, next week's on Father's. Looks at it as a father illustration. So that doesn't line up. But this week, the Holy Spirit wanted to line up with mothers. And we have this beautiful description of Paul's heart, and he compares himself to a mother's heart for her children. Verses 7 and 8. We were gentle among you, like a nursing mother taking care of her own children. So being affectionately desirous of you, we were ready to share with you not only the gospel of God, but our own selves, because you had become very dear to us. I think that's I get what Paul's saying here, right? Of a mother's pouring out their life for the sake of someone else who can't survive without you, who doesn't even understand the sacrifice that you're making, the love that you're pouring out. This affection, this care, this other focusedness, this tenderness, gentleness. It's not to say that fathers shouldn't be gentle. This is not some, gender description thing here. But this special God-ordained love of a mother for her children. That's how Paul ministered to the Thessalonians. That was the image as he's trying to think of how to explain to the Thessalonians what his heart's disposition was towards them, what he felt for them. This is the description that he comes up with, that the Holy Spirit helps him see. And sharing the gospel meant sharing his life. He didn't just come in and say, my job here is to say a few words, read a few scriptures from the Bible, invite you to believe, and then move on. Sharing the gospel means sharing our lives. The gospel isn't just a head thing we believe. It transforms who we are when we believe in Jesus Christ as our Savior. Here are some descriptions, and he'll go on some different ones too as we look to the next part of the passage here. Here's some of the descriptions that Paul has for how he ministered to the Thessalonians. And I hear it as an invitation to minister this week to one another and to non-Christians that we will encounter. That ministering will be a sacrifice. In ministering, we will be stewards of not only the gospel, but also of the hearts and bodies and care for those we minister to. And that ministry will be as a mother to her children. So this week, let us be ministers of the gospel to everyone we meet, Christian and non-Christian. Let us be so connected to Jesus that we love as he loves. Let's pray. Father God, thank you for all the people in our lives who have ministered to us and continue to this day. I pray, Father, that you would help us to so be transformed by your Holy Spirit that we this week would minister as you minister, that we would be your hands, your feet, your voice. Help us to be ministers of the gospel of Jesus Christ to everyone we meet this week. We pray in Jesus' name, amen. Amen.